Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We had three board members who were away on vacation, Mr. Lido, Mr. Hartman, and Ms. Trapp. Especially the board members who are in attendance. I should mention that prior to the night's meeting, we had an executive session for legal and personnel matters. We'll start with approval of tonight's agenda. And I have a motion for approval.
Mr. Barnes, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda as presented, but request that when we get to 7.0 consent items, we vote on 7.5 separately.
Okay.
I'll second that.
A motion and a second to approve the agenda as modified. Any questions or comments? All in favor of adoption of the agenda for this evening indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, the agenda is approved. We now move to the first of two opportunities for public comment. If anyone, member of the public, would like to make a comment, please come forward to one of the microphones, state your name and address, and make your brief comment. Okay, seeing none, there are no special presentations. We move to the superintendent's report, Dr. Dyer.
Yes, thank you and good evening, everyone who's here this evening. We have enrollment, the number that I have for you is the end of the year, 6,379. We are still in the middle of summer, so it's very fluid. Any number that I would give you other than the end of the year is subject to change, either up or down. So we have those who move away and those who move in. Mr. Dyke and his staff continue to register kids. See where that is in August. State budget update, it was passed on time. I keep this as a recurring July item on the little part of my agenda because that wasn't always the case. We did get some enhancements and you'll hear more about that from Mr. Werbaugh. Summer preparations, primarily maintenance. We are very deep into the Loganville Springfield project. As with any project, it's a renovation and upgrade. There will be times when it's rolling right along and then sometimes when we slow down. And so we've had both of those occur. A few little change orders, luckily small at this point, but we continue to work with them. Fred Kendall and Jim Hamlin are our people who work with the contractors and we're working through some challenges as we speak. We talked about earlier with the board. Mr. Werbaugh and I started our going around and visiting each of the schools. We still have a few more to visit, just to see the status, talk to the principals. Are the projects getting done the way they want to be done? Is the list being shortened? And we are finding that that is the case. Our people are working hard, and with their long list, it's always that way. But he and I were very pleased, and really the condition of classrooms and floors are just amazing. What people don't realize is that the process requires emptying the classroom, doing the work in the classroom, putting everything back in the classroom. So you wish you could only do it once, in other words, moving things, but you can't. And sometimes you have to move them in the hall several times because things arrive, and you got to get that stuff down the hall, get into a different classroom. So there's a lot of intricate work that's involved in just getting a classroom clean, but they're looking great already. Looking at the final piece of the summer lunch program, this was something we received very, very late approval for, but it's been a goal for us for several years that we would host at one of our schools at least, a place where boys and girls who need to eat can come. We do not offer bus service, and it's nothing like that. It would be parents coming in, dropping them off, and it's, of course, students who are in this district or any district who are 18 or younger. We started kind of small. We moved into the mid-20s, but this week we kind of moved into the 40s. So on Monday it was 40 students, today it was 48, and we hope that trend continues. The food is good, it's fresh, it's well-made, nutritional value, and some of the boys and girls even ask for, they come up and they get a second, which they're permitted to do. So that's where I am, and thank you for the opportunity to share the superintendent's report.
Any questions for Dr. Danner? Let's move on to our consent items. We'll first take action on all of the consent items in 7. The personnel report, 7.5, and then we'll take action on that separately. So I'll entertain a motion for approval of the consent items excluding item 7.5.
Mr. Blevins, I make a motion to approve consent items excluding item 7.5 personnel report as presented.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments? Okay, call the roll, please.
Mr. Pantano?
Yes.
Mr. Knoll?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Houston?
Yes.
Mr. Bensel?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes. These consent items are approved. And now we'll move to item 7.5, the personnel report. Were there any late-breaking changes, Mr. Fisher?
As a matter of fact, there were. We had two small changes in the recommended change of status section. We added a full-time custodian at the intermediate school, moving to a full-time head custodian at Dallas Elementary School. And we had a change, a typo, where we had a part-time classroom paraprofessional at Ward Valley, went to a part-time classroom paraprofessional at Lewis Heights.
Any questions about the judge report? Okay. Call the roll. Please.
I'm sorry.
I've been a little bit too much of our.
I make a motion to approve consent item 7.5 as is.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Now, do we have any questions? Now, can we call the roll?
Mr. Pantano?
Yes.
Mr. Knoll?
Abstain.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Houston?
Yes.
Mr. Bensel?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes. The personnel report is approved. We have two action items this evening. The first being the bus stops and schedules. Mr. Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. Blevins. As required by school code, we need to have our bus stops and bus schedules approved by the board each year annually. So I've attached the bus stops for the 1920 school year for your review and approval.
I did want to mention that Mr. Fisher and I, as well as Mrs. Caffrey, discussed the results of the transportation study amended by Mr. Jones, and we are saving a bus. So that's saving the bus last year, saving the bus this year, at the cost of a bus about $50,000. Unfortunately, as the transportation study people would concur, certain other efficiencies are not there because of the length of bus routes. We do not want to have bus routes that go over an hour, and we also do not want to overfill buses. So there were some compromises made to achieve those two goals. But we are, it's worth the price of the study, but more than worth the price.
Yeah. Well, wait, was it about $10,000 for the study to save 50 each year?
And there are some other efficiencies that are coming out of this.
We'll take that deal all day.
I don't know. A quick question on this. Did it also, in addition to the saving buses, does it reduce mileage by optimizing it? In other words, you can...
Well, that one route, I think it does, minimally. Yeah.
The problem that we have and that they appreciated is that certain roads that we go on where you would think you could get efficiencies, such as Main Street, you don't, because it can be a parking lot in the morning. So those were certain things that they said we could do, then we said, well, it doesn't practically work that way. So certain efficiencies we couldn't utilize because of our gridlock.
I make a motion to approve item 8.1 as presented.
I second that.
A motion and a second. Any comments or questions? Okay, call the roll, please.
Mr. Pantano?
Yes.
Mr. Knoll?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Houston?
Yes.
Mr. Bensel?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes. Action item 8.1 is approved. And now we move on to item that we discussed previously in our Buildings and Capital Projects Committee meeting earlier this evening relative to the purchase of a new Ford F-350 truck. Mr. Rohrbach.
Thank you, Mr. Blevins. Tonight we're asking for approval for the purchase of a new truck for our maintenance staff. This will be replacing a vehicle that is currently, you know, basically been deemed too much to replace and will be sold through the municipal. So we are looking for approval tonight. Part of why we're asking for this now already is there's about a 14 to 16 week turnaround on this. So there is some time and we want to make sure we have this for snow plow season, even though we won't have any snow. So.
Any questions?
I forgot to ask when this was presented at Building and Capital Project. The price for the truck includes the truck body that's a little bit different for storage. Is this price including the outfitting with the V-plow, or is that?
It also has a V-plow. The V-plow quote is on the very back, which I think it's included in the price.
So we're all in operation on this price?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Orwell.
Yep.
Any other questions?
I'll make a motion to approve item 8.2.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll, okay. Any questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Pantano?
Yes.
Mr. Knoll?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Houston?
Yes.
Mr. Bensel?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes. Action item 8.2 is approved, and that's the rest of our action items for the evening. And have a few information items, starting with the athletic report, spring sports roundup. Mr. Sortino.
Good evening, everyone. I'm looking at my phone because you can make that as big as you want, and I won't be able to see it. We had a very good spring season. Just to lead off, I'm going to give a couple highlights. Our baseball team had a great year. We unfortunately lost in the we were upset the District 3 playoffs. That's where you see the only one record there for our baseball program. Our girls and boys lacrosse, I guess you can call it a rebuilding year. We have some really good young talent, according to both the coaches, so we're excited about the upcoming season, but did not get into the playoffs in those sports. Softball had a very good season. We had ended the season at 15-8. The 1-2 in District 3 qualifying mark, we lost in extra innings by one run to get into the state tournament. They had a very good season, and they did a good job there. A lot of seniors graduated from the softball program. Boys tennis, just an outstanding job. You can see them on the YAIA, the District 3, and then went on. We had qualifiers for our team, our doubles and singles for the state tournament. Holden Coons won the District 3 championship again. He's the only tennis athlete in District 3 history to win four straight District 3 individual championships. So he won it as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior. So just a great program. It's a great program to watch, go and watch the kids compete so hard. Boys and track team did very well. They were YAIA qualifiers in both boys and girls. We also won the Sportsmanship Award in both the girls and boys for track. And we had individual qualifiers that go on to the state tournament. Our boys volleyball team competed very well this year. They really had a tough schedule. They were in a very hard section. They played against teams that advanced deep into the state tournament. Our coach at the end of the year retired, so we have an opening in the boys volleyball program. He's really is a legend in the area of volleyball. He's just a great mentor. He's a great person for our student athletes. Sad to see him go, but there's an opening there. A few items I just want to bring to your attention. I just got a text from Dr. Fletcher. He wanted me to remind you that high school staff did a great job this year. So I got that. Thank you so much. Really, the principal and the vice principal did an outstanding job. I don't know if I've been around. I've been in over 30 years in education. I don't know if I've been around more complete staff as far as the teachers and administrators go. In my first year, I couldn't ask for more support. So they did a really, really great job. I'm very appreciative and thankful. Updated coach's handbook, just finished that. So that's something new, streamlined it. It was pretty thick. So I streamlined that and set a copy, updated copy out last week. I finished that. I did also made updates to the student handbook. If you both opened your season ticket football package, there's new season tickets. I don't know if you've seen those. There's a stack of season tickets. So there's a ticket for each game this year. You just don't get one ticket. So if it gets wet, you're in trouble. So it's more of a professional look, and it tells you on the tickets when the senior rec game is, band night, all that type of stuff, right on the tickets. Also, next week we'll be rolling out for the community season passes. So we will offer to the community season passes to get into all the events. And there's about 80 to 90 events if you want to be able to pay the events that you could use to get into. $25 per student. So that $25 gets you into any event all year long. $50 for parents, because they make a little more money, they have jobs. And we have, there'll be a $125 family max. So once you hit that $125, if you have four or five kids, you pay the $125 and everyone gets a pass in the family. So that'll be on our website starting next week. I'm gonna send out one of those robocalls to the community, let them know that we have that going starting next week, that they should be here by then. And that's pretty much it. If anyone has any questions, once again, just a thank you to the administrative staff, then my first year, Dr. Dyer and your staff, just, it's very accommodating and welcoming, and to be able to give input and be asked questions on a regular basis and seem like your opinion is valued. It's very important. And in all sincerity to Zach and his staff also for a great first year. Now that the honeymoon's over, I guess things will be a little tougher.
We have very much appreciated your mentor of you and what you have from your experience, is what I mean by mentor. You're a veteran of this and you're seasoned. You've been able to help us a lot to assess the program. And as we look at the needs of the athletic program and the secondary campus, your viewpoints about all of that are valued by the board. I just wrote you and Michael and copied Dr. Dahl because we have a scrolling part of the website, and what we want to do is update all the champions there, and I think we ought to recognize Holden on that also, because that's kind of outdated. So if you two can work together on that, that just helps to promote us. It's for the year, so, you know, be all the seasons.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we all have a part in the success of the teams. Their success is our success. So, again, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good report. Any questions, Mr. Shortin? Moving on, the Buildings and Capital Projects Committee met this evening. In the minutes for the last month's meeting preceded our board meeting attached. But just in the way of a brief overview, we discussed the status of the tennis court hill roadway issue, which is being addressed currently, and we're working on a solution for that. Hopefully that will be in place by the time the school starts. We also got an update from Dr. Dyer on the administration's activities relative to making a recommendation to the board on the stadium and the tennis court issues. And that will be forthcoming in the next month or two.
We also got a very detailed update on the status of building the Springfield project and some of the hiccups minor so far, but hiccups nonetheless that have been experienced, and a bond fund update from Mr. Werbal, and that essentially was a meeting. So any questions about that? Anything I left out? Okay. The PSBA liaison report, Mr. Benson.
I think we're going for a record, so I'll keep it short. The big thing is you can get on there and there's highlights to get to what all the individual schools get for their basic education, special education, regular block grants, and their career technical such things. I think for the general, I think we get something like 600,000, I think, with like a 5% increase. Something like that.
What would that be, Mr. Werbal, increase for our budget?
It's on there in the highlight. People can click on that, look at it. And then the only other thing, when they came out with the school security personnel, there was kind of a glitch. They said that you had security personnel already. It didn't qualify. Said that they had to go back to the drawing board. For those that really were worried about it, the governor came out and said that teachers cannot carry or be the security, so I guess that was an executive order. And that's it. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Benson? Thank you, Mr. Benson. The LIU board report.
I'll try to make this quick for Mr. Benson. Real quick, Dr. West is the new executive director. It's been great to have him on board. He's been out visiting the superintendents. He's been actually going to the districts instead of asking them to come to him. I think that's important. He gets to see the districts. It's more on the superintendent's turf. It's not on his turf. So I think that's a good way to start that relationship with the superintendent. So he has been slowly going through each district. You remember, our LIU has 25 school districts we represent. So there's a lot of superintendents that he will be visiting. And I know he has visited with Dr. Barrett, and I believe that was a good visit.
Yes, we talked for 2 hours, and we had a lot to cover.
So it's been great. He's been keeping us up to date every week on what he's doing and where he's going. Also, too, the special ed budget was passed and it was approved. Mr. Stanton was saying that they look like they'll close the books on time again this year. We will be having our billing a lot better than it. I mean, that should be the same as what last year was. It will be much more improved than it had been in years past.
Good.
We will know what we are getting billed prior to the start of school year.
Perfect.
So that's moving in a positive way, but that's really all I have to report.
Thank you, Mrs. Houston. Any questions or comments? Okay, Mr. Lytle is absent, as you know, tonight, and asked me to just mention that the June 27th meeting was very short. He said he loves summer, but the notes from that meeting are attached to your agenda, and if you have any questions, I'm sure he can answer them for you. That concludes our information items. The calendar of events are listed on the agenda, and I don't see a need to mention all of those. It seems hard to believe, but the opening day convocation is less than a month away, yes. About a month away, on Monday, August 19th. So all the other committee and board meetings and board retreat on September 16th listed there for your information. The conference requests are also shown for your review. And now's the time for any board comments or correspondence. Nothing. And our second and final opportunity for public comment. If anyone from the public would like to make a comment, please come forward. You might have voted and do so. Seeing none, the meeting is adjourned.
Nice job, Michael. You're coming from now on.
Top of the